WK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Alaska's Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski is among the lawmakers questioning President-elect Trump's cabinet picks.
Some of the early picks, I think, were surprising. They were surprising to me. Maybe they're not surprising to many who are very close within the Trump world.
Fire crews from New York State and New Jersey are still battling the Jennings Creek wildfire. Forest Ranger Robert Rogers.
With the weather we've got coming this weekend, everything is still going to be dry. And, you know, counterpart had mentioned red flag warnings here in Jersey tomorrow. New York has got fire weather advisories in place as well. So, yeah, we're not done yet.
The Oscars have a new host.
I've been doing this for 25 years, and we've made plenty of shows that weren't funny. Well, I mean, funny.
Oh, absolutely.
Conan O'Brien gets the coveted gig for the 97th Annual Academy Awards March 2nd. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee's Pius High School has shared new surveillance video capturing an act of vandalism on the school. It shows a still unidentified person painting threatening messages on the front door, including warnings of violence against students. The footage shows the suspect, but his face is blocked by a cap and a mask. Milwaukee police want people to look at the footage to see if anyone recognizes that suspect. A controversial plan to reroute a pipeline in northern Wisconsin took a step forward yesterday. The DNR approved the Enbridge project to move the pipeline around the Bad River Band Reservation. The DNR issued the permits with over 200 conditions, including a completion deadline of November of 2027. There are requirements for environmental monitoring and spill prevention. Enbridge officials are praising the approval, with tribal leaders warning that the project could devastate local wetlands, streams, and wild rice beds. It's not just the moon starring in the nighttime show. In addition to the supermoon, the Leonids are in the supporting cast this weekend. Dixie Burns, an astronomy instructor at Madison College, tells people where to look.
If you can find a dark sky, you know, somewhere to look, you should be able to find some. If you can try to look away from the moon or use something to block off the moon. And your early morning hours are going to be best, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. to dawn. What you would expect is, you know, look at the sky. If it's dark, you know, every minute or few minutes, you would see one going by depending upon the intensity of the meteor shower.
The Leonids peak Saturday night into Sunday morning. In less than a week, Waukesha will gather to dedicate a new memorial. The ceremony commemorating the 2021 parade attack will start at 4:39 p.m. on November 21st. The event at Greedy Park will bring together local officials, survivors, and families. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A Packers running back out for Sunday's game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers play the Bears Sunday at Soldier Field, kickoff at noon. But rookie running back Marshawn Lloyd won't be there. Lloyd had just come off the IR with an ankle injury suffered week two against the Colts. Matt LaFleur on why he was missing today from practice.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. Unfortunately, he had appendicitis. So, you know, it's a shame because he's making progress and he'll rebound. I'm confident in that. But it is a shame, certainly.
Is the team excited about running back Marshawn Lloyd? Offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich.
I can't wait to get him back in the fold. And the one game that he played, you just saw his explosive potential.
College football, the Badgers host Oregon tomorrow night, kickoff at 6:30. High school football semifinals, the winners tonight, advance to the state title games next week at Camp Randall. Basketball, the Badgers men's team, home tonight against Arizona. The Bucks in Charlotte tomorrow night against the Hornets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s, and more clouds around for tomorrow, a high in the low 50s. Rain showers around the area tomorrow night, then cloudiness continues for Sunday with a few sunny peaks, highs near 60. Rain chances return again on Monday. It's 42 right now.
The stars of Bruce City Wrestling gather at the Waukesha Elks Lodge, 2301 Springdale Road, this Saturday, November 16th, for the annual Thanksgiving Throwdown. Yeti Henderson has earned another shot at Gunnar Wicks in the Elks Lodge 400 title. The unholy one, Sean Priest, puts his BCW World Championship on the line against the high flyer Keyshawn Cannon. Plus five more Pandemonium matches and two Thanksgiving turkey giveaways. Cards subject to change. Tickets on sale at BruceCityWrestling.com. Doors open at 6:45. Saturday, November 16th, Thanksgiving Throwdown. Don't miss it.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, it's Motown Monday, and we'll dive deep into why certain groups voted for Donald Trump and the direction of the future of our nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
We have to retire a couple of those.
But that one just stays true, you know?
Listen, I do wear a cup and clogs wherever I go, but just as a precaution. But, you know, it's I just get, listen, we'll snooze them for like 30 days like you do to people on Twitter. Good Lord. I just opened a water bottle, and it's like whoever was filling that water bottle at the factory worked overtime because all I did was twist the cap and it went crazy. Goodness. All right. Welcome to Nightlight. Ladies and gentlemen, we are off to a roaring start here. It is a Friday night edition of Nightlight, and we're going to try to make it feel like a Friday show. If you are watching on the stream, I am wiping water up because I like to keep a tidy desk, and I think that's important. Great to have you with me tonight, wherever you are joining us from in the state of Wisconsin. We are broadcasting live statewide or worldwide, wherever you have the interwebs. It's great to have you here, and I look forward to connecting with everybody, guests, texters, callers, whatever. We have multiple phone lines now, folks. I don't think we stress that enough, Conrad. We do. Multiple phone lines. What that means, if more than one person calls in at a time, we can handle that kind of call volume.
Yes.
It's very exciting. And we can take your text, and you could text us on the app, or you could text us on the text line at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Text us on the stream. Let me see if I can do this, Conrad. We are on YouTube,
yep.
Facebook, the artist formerly known as Twitter.
Do you know the pages, though?
WGBW.
Yep.
And on WISS.
Facebook. Yep. Yeah. On Facebook.
Okay. So go there.
And on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. And yeah. Watch the radio. It's a Friday night, folks. First of all, there's a lot going on this weekend. You got the Bears and the Packers on Sunday. You got Mike Tyson and Jake Paul on Saturday. And talk about wanting to see someone open up a can of whoop ass. I am yes. So rooting for Mike Tyson in that. You know, I feel like this Jake Paul, you know, I just think there's like a wink and a nod kind of an agreement with all of his fights.
You know, it's actually today.
The fight is tonight?
Yeah. I think the prelims,
you know
start
what? I
at
think you're right. The 15th.
7. Yeah, it starts at 7. I don't think they'll actually fight till like.
And there's like
10,
42
tonight,
prelims.
10:30 or something.
Okay, so it's tonight. All right, so I'll be home in time for that.
Yeah.
And
did you see Mike Tyson slap Jake Paul at the weigh-in?
No. Did he knock him out?
It looked like a hard slap. So what happened was Mike Tyson's standing there, and Jake Paul kind of like crawls and like jumps up at him.
He's such a weird.
And lands on his foot, and Mike Tyson doesn't have any shoes on. Jake Paul does. So you see him stop for a second, get really mad, and slap him.
Wow.
And, I mean, Jake Paul took it like a champ. I won't, like, I mean, maybe it was pretend. It was a hard slap. Like, his neck, like.
Yikes.
So.
See, here's the thing about Tyson. Okay. I think he went from, like, the world's most dangerous man. Then he had a bad marriage. He was accused of some things. And maybe it's true, maybe it's not. I don't remember what happened. But, and he kind of went away for a while. Then I think people felt sorry for him. For whatever reason, I don't know one person I've talked to that is cheering for Jake Paul. It's like a billionaire trust fund kid who wants to buy a boxing title. Every fight he does, it's like, come on. First of all, they're all old.
Yeah.
And it feels like there's this agreement, like you're not seeing real boxing. So even if they have that, some type of an agreement, like let's give him a great show. I hope Tyson loses his mind and just wails on this guy.
So the only like actual boxer that Jake Paul fought, who actually has a record in his boxing same age round, he lost. Jake Paul lost.
Who was that?
Tommy Fury,
okay.
And that's the brother of Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury, right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I really hope Mike Tyson wins. It might be a fixed fight.
Yeah. But, are we all saps for even debating this? The fix could be in. It's entertainment. I don't think they have to adhere to any state laws, maybe, because it's entertainment. Maybe there's a loophole they're getting around. I really hope not, though. I really hope, like, look, Jake, what's his name? Paul could beat me. He's a better boxer than me, for sure. I don't really have ever hardly boxed. But Tyson, he's old. He's, like, in his late 50s. He's been close to death twice. You know, I don't know what, you know, maybe it's not even going to be a fight either. You know, he looks like he's still a badass, but it's just odd that Jake Paul, it's like your money can buy you anything. I want to fight Mike Tyson, so I'm going to offer him, you know, it's kind of annoying. So I really hope
so
he just gets drilled.
On the latest of what Jake Paul has said today, he said that he could beat Mike Tyson at any time, like any time in Mike Tyson's career.
That's trolling. I mean, come on. I had a buddy. This is so funny. From my old neighborhood, and I connected with him in when I was in college a little bit. He came down. I went to DePaul University in Chicago. And we were all out drinking. He's just like this loudmouth. And he starts talking about how he could beat up Mike Tyson. This is the late 80s, maybe 1990. And he's saying he could take Mike Tyson. Everybody looked at him. And he goes, in a street fight. Not with all these rules. I'm like, wait a minute. So... you have a better chance against this guy when there's no... It was the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life. And we just kind of laughed. But, you know, Tyson actually these days seems kind of like a docile guy. Kind of okay, but you know there's still that killer inside him, so to speak. So we'll see if we see that. And I'm glad you said it was tonight. I really thought it was tomorrow night. So that'll be... You know, a lot of stuff going on this weekend is what I'm saying. So it's great to have you guys here. We're going to talk about all of it. We've got Bears-Packers talk in the next segment and a half. And then we'll be joined by our old pal Frank Hermans at 6:35. Frank is coming into the studio. He's bringing his guitar, his personality, his sense of humor. The guy is just such a blast, and he kind of just brings a party wherever he goes. So he will be here at 6:35. And it's a bar band Friday night here at Nightlight at 7:35. Terry Barr will be here with new music and sparkling conversation. She is so much fun to talk to, and we'll get into it with Terry at 7:35. I was listening to the music she sent. Really good stuff. So I'm excited to talk to her about that. One of them is Bing Bong, Walk the Wire. And the other one is called Stay Down by the Civic Engineers. I like that. I like that band name. So we'll hear about that. We'll hear about these two bands and what's coming up on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night on Civic Media from 6 to midnight with Terry Barr and Rocker and Jimmy. It is Bears-Packers weekend, Conrad. And our question of the night, because it is a Bears-Packers weekend, you ready for this? It's a good one.
No.
Folks, give us your predictions for this weekend. But mostly we want you to share, if you want to share a fun Bears-Packers memory, you can do that too. Whether it's, you know, a win that the Packers or the Bears had, whatever. It's a great rivalry. It's the oldest rivalry in professional football. I think in professional sports, I might be wrong about that, but it's a great rivalry. It's not really a great rivalry the last few years, and my Bears have not been able to bring it for a couple decades now, but... It is a great rivalry, and it's Bear Packer weekend, and that is still special in the National Football League. They're playing in Chicago this weekend. If you're going to the game and you want to share that with us, let us know. But share a memory. Give us a prediction. Bears, Packers. Packers are favored by what? Close to a touchdown, Conrad?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. 5, 6 points?
Yeah, it was plus 5.5.
I'm not a homer. Like, I don't just pick my team to win. But I do feel like it's just a weird week. Like, I sometimes listen to Chicago media, and the stuff that has happened this week, it seems like an entire season worth of drama.
Yes.
They are such an organization that is such a mess right now. Fired this guy, the offensive coordinator, got a new one. Is Caleb Williams being talked about behind his back by Tyson Bagent's dad? There's this it's like a reality show. It's like Hard Knocks didn't quit. So, but part of me thinks it's so weird. It's just weird enough that they could somehow surprise the Packers and win. Am I crazy, Conrad?
I gotta say something that's really funny. That
do it.
You know that Barstool, they like to post stuff.
Yeah.
And
Big Cat?
Big Cat's a fan of Chicago,
yeah,
but
he
also voices his opinion on Chicago very, very much. And I saw he posted this. You know how in Hard Knocks when Caleb texted the punter saying, "Hey, it's good to meet you. You're not gonna be punting that much this season." God.
He's their MVP right now.
Who has more yards? The punter has more yards.
Does he really?
Yes.
All right. See, that's here's the thing. Like, the Bears do have a lot of talent. They're very poorly coached. The organization is a mess. I think the GM probably will be sent packing, maybe even at the end of the year. It's just been a weird 3 years. But if they can get it together and play for this offensive coordinator, I think it could at least be a game. Like, the Packers are so much better coached. They're also stacked for the most part. They're obviously they're favored, as they should be. But it's Bears Packers. Anything
can
happen.
It's going to be exciting.
The weird two things, the two victories that stand out in my mind were after Walter Payton died and the Bears played the Packers that next game and they managed to block a field goal and win. And then Brett Favre's night that they did and the Bears spoiled that. And they were terrible. Like, they had no business winning, but it's just weird. It's Bears Packers. So you got to kind of be ready for anything.
Mine definitely is the NFC Championship.
From like 2010.
That was my favorite. I was at
Packers were a wild card that year, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And I was at a bar with my parents and a bunch of family or not family, friends. And it was good to witness that. That was one of the first like ones that I really felt like I was a part of Packer, cuz I was only 9 years old.
Oh, wow. Oh, that place must have been going crazy. Where was that?
It's Ashford.
Ashford, Wisconsin. Where is that? Is that a suburb of Kewaskum?
It's like 12 minutes away.
Okay.
And the place that was there is no longer there anymore. But yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Well, it's great, and we'll talk about a little movie you can rent, too, if you really want to get into the Bears-Packers lore this weekend. But a lot going on. We've got a fun show. Frank Hermans is here tonight. Terry Barr is here tonight. We got a great question. What is your favorite Bears-Packers memory? And give us a prediction, too, while you're at it. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. So great to have you with me on this Friday night. We're coming right back.
Everywhere, as she told me, it can break your heart and put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santa. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I was going to say, preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Oh, you've been on a fast train, and it's going off the rail. And you can't come back. Can't come
so
back.
So I'm driving here tonight, and there's never a shortage of just weird things I see. And this wasn't a weird thing. It was kind of sweet, but it was actually sort of like, why does this exist? And I passed this car with a bumper sticker that just said, I love my grandkids. At first I'm like, oh, that's sweet. Then I'm like, who doesn't? It's like saying you love your kids. Hey, I love my kids. That should be a given. That should be understood. But to say I love my grandkids, I just was like, we don't even know who the person driving is. We don't know who the grandkids are. But it's like the bumper sticker almost makes it like an achievement. I got there. Yep. I love them. My descendants.
I think it'd be better if it said I hate my grandkids.
Yeah, right. That would be more relevant. That would be like, okay, that's funny. I get that. But okay, you love your grandkids? All right. Just strange. I don't know. So I passed him and gave him the finger. Was that, should I not have done that? I don't know.
Was it like a 18-year-old in the car too?
Yeah, they probably bought the car from someone who had grandkids. Our question tonight, what is your favorite Bear Packer memory? And you can give us a prediction, too, if you like. We'd love to read that on the air. I mentioned the Bears Packers movie. I did make a film several years ago. And if you're in the mood for if you don't feel like watching Mike Tyson and Jake Paul tonight, and you just want to watch like a funny, lighthearted comedy, I made a film called The Godfather of Green Bay. It comes up on this show periodically. I've had several guests on the show who are in the film, Lance Barber, Tom Lennon, Eric Price, Mike Siegel, Steve Seeger, Mike Toomey. They've all been on the show and working on getting Lauren Holly on here. But, you know, the film did fairly well with audience response. People on the coasts loved it. And people in the Midwest seem to relate to it on some level. But it's just a funny film that I wrote and directed and I play the lead actor in. And that is where I missed the boat. I should have casted John. I should have casted someone who is more well known.
John Krasinski. Were you about to say
John? No, I was going to say John Cusack. But you can rent it. You could get it on Amazon Prime, Tubi, Fandango. It's out there. I think it's on Apple. It's called The Godfather of Green Bay. And if you're looking for something just to put you in the mood for the Bear Packer game, because I play a comedian originally from Chicago, like I am, and who takes a lot of abuse and has to audition for the Tonight Show booker in front of a raucous Packer crowd who doesn't like that I'm from Chicago. And it's semi-based on real events, which was always fun. So it's kind of a just a fun movie, and it is out there if you want to watch it and put yourself in the mood for some Bear Packer football. All right, give me a prediction, Conrad. What are you thinking?
35-17.
35-17. Packers or Bears?
Packers.
I know. All right, I'm going to go. I'm just going to say Packers have a good defense, right?
It's getting less of a good defense every week, but it started out hot.
Injuries?
Yes. It is. That is a big thing. But I will say we had the bye week. Mike was on yesterday saying,
yeah,
you know,
they're well rested.
I think our defense is going to show up tomorrow. And I think we're going to hold not DeAndre Swift, sorry. That was the old running back.
He's there now. Ugh. And I hope your defense does show up tomorrow because they play on Sunday. So that would be great if they took the day off on Sunday.
Okay, I got off track. I think they're gonna hold Swift to under 50 yards.
Aren't they? They're like the best rush defense, I think. Either not, maybe one not in the league, but in the NFC North at least. So you've got that going for you. I think they've got at least what they were saying in Chicago is that Green Bay has a really good. I think they said they have the best defense in the NFC North. But you're kind of doubting that a little bit, or you're thinking they've fallen off a bit?
I think that they're going to come back this week and look strong.
Okay. All right, so 35-17. I'm going to say, just to be contrarian, I'll be a homer, and I'll say 24-21 Bears.
Ugh.
I think the Bears defense... No, here's how I think that could happen. I think if Jordan Love gets injured again...
Come on, man.
And then Malik... Liberty.
Well, you don't want
what's
that.
His name?
You don't
Malik
want that.
Lewis.
You don't Malik Willis. You don't want him to come on because he'll torch
what's going
to
happen. He's going to be exposed. Malik Willis is a great backup, but great backups are exposed because they're backups. They're not starters.
Yeah.
So that could happen. There's a lot of different scenarios.
You're hoping on Jordan Love to get her injured.
No. I don't want him to, but I think he could tweak something or.
Yeah, it's definitely possible.
It's possible. I can't believe Caleb Williams hasn't been injured this year because he's been sacked like 6,000
yes,
times.
Yes.
Somehow he's still playing. So that's interesting. Frank Hermans is here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, from Let Me Be Frank. He is just so much fun. I love having him on the show. And we have to ask him about that camel picture when he's here because that made me laugh.
Did you see a camel?
I did not see. I don't think Frank is traveling by camel tonight. He probably he's at the Meyer Theater probably a lot of his day, so he probably just walked down. But he's got his guitar, and he's going to come in. He's going to play some songs. We're going to have some laughs. And I've got so many questions for him because I'm kind of in awe of Frank and the dynasty he's built here. Have you ever been to one of his shows?
I have not, but I really want to get out to one of his Christmas shows.
Yeah, and I have to ask him about my dad because my dad says he looks... Every time my dad goes to see one of Frank's shows, Frank points at him and says, Ted Thompson. He thinks my dad looks like Ted Thompson. My dad's like, no. And then he tells him his name, and Frank recognizes the name because I know Frank. And so it's just kind of this. I think they've had this conversation two or three times. So, all right. So that's the entertainment weekend set. You've got Tyson Paul tonight. Thank you for correcting me.
Yep.
So there's boxing, and then there's Packer Bear football on Sunday.
Saturday, too. You can't forget.
Saturday, the Badgers are going to get waxed yes. By the Oregon Ducks. That is going to be, I feel like there's going to be a big upset this weekend. If it's not Packers Bears, it could be. What if Wisconsin gets it together? Weirder things have happened. They're at Camp Randall.
I'm not going to hold my breath.
Well, don't hold your breath. It's not healthy anyway. All right, when we come back, our buddy Frank Hermans will be here, and it's going to be what the older people say, a regular hoot. We'll do that. That's coming up next after Civic Media's award-winning news keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
breaks my heart. From a teardrop falls.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There could be a reduced flow on Water Street. City of Milwaukee leaders are considering a major redesign of Water Street in downtown, aiming to slow traffic between Pleasant and Kilbourne. The project, in a planning stage now, could feature right-side bus-only lanes or a center-running bus corridor. City officials say they hope to have a preferred design by late next year. While nothing is scheduled yet, there will be an opportunity for community feedback. Knowing where laced and deadly drugs are making an impact can help health officials save lives. Derek Tritz has more about a new tool to track overdoses in the state.
The Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System provides near real-time data pertaining to suspected overdoses, allowing for faster and more informed action by health professionals. This launch comes off the heels of reports showing that suspected overdose deaths are trending downward for the first time since 2018. This tool is not available to the public. However, the publicly available anonymous data on confirmed drug overdoses and substance use will still be available on the DHS website.
The Milwaukee County Zoo had to say goodbye to Patty. The nation's oldest zoo hippopotamus passed away at the age of 55. She had lived at the zoo since 1972. The zoo says they had to make the difficult decision to euthanize Patty last weekend when she showed signs of declining health. Electric vehicle owners in Wisconsin may soon face higher charging costs. The state is preparing to introduce a 3 cent per kilowatt hour tax on public EV charging stations. That'll start in January. Everyday owners of EVs and charging stations at their homes are not subject to the tax or registration. It mostly just applies to the ones at businesses, even ones where they're not used by the public. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's a story you would typically read in The Onion, which is interesting because it involves The Onion. The satirical newspaper has purchased right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' outlet InfoWars. InfoWars claimed bankruptcy due to lies spread about the Sandy Hook massacre. Does this seem like a strange marriage? It does indeed. One theory, according to Variety, says The Onion purchased the entity to keep it out of the hands of other alt-right conspiracy theorists. It's also not a bad publicity move for The Onion. To summarize the story, area man expects more truth and less lies with a dose of laughter. Variety reports that actress Sophie Turner will play Lara Croft in Amazon MGM's new Tomb Raider series. Variety says the Game of Thrones actress is the highest profile actress to play the role since Angelina Jolie and Alicia Vikander. The series is still in development stages. A release date has not yet been set. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s, and more clouds around for tomorrow, a high in the low 50s. Rain showers around the area tomorrow night, then cloudiness continues for Sunday with a few sunny peaks, highs near 60. Rain chances return again on Monday. It's 42 right now.
Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show. Right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of Civic Media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Tom Moore from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll discuss Trump's personnel selection process and recess appointments. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Welcome back. Frank Anderson is in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Frank Hermans.
What did I say? Oh, Frank Anderson. our other friend, Frank. Frank Hermans is in the building. He brought his son Harrison with him, and Harrison sings too, so that'll be fun. And Frank has a great story about Mike Tyson, which is great. You can give us your Tyson Paul predictions too, folks. As you know, anything we're talking about, it's all fair game at 855-752-4842. Pamela from Wisconsin Rapids in the 715 says, my husband and his brothers went to the Packers-Bears game October 31st, 1994. It was a Monday night football game, played in cold rain and monsoon-like winds on Halloween. Packers won 33-6. I remember that, Pamela. That was insane. Was I at that game? I was not at that game. I was at a different game where it was like crazy and there was rain, but I do remember that game, and that sounds about right. Packers 33, Bears 6. So anyway, give us your prediction. If you have one, share a Packer Bear memory. Give us a Mike Tyson. You know, sports is entertainment, folks. We're doing a little sports thing tonight, which is always fun. And I know that gets Conrad excited, too, because he's kind of a sports guy. Do you have shorts on tonight?
I don't know.
No, you do have a baseball
It is
hat
really
on.
Cold out.
What you think this is really cold?
Yeah.
A native son like yourself?
If I can't wear shorts, I think it's cold, you know?
Okay, fair enough. It's only like, it's like almost 50, though.
No way.
Oh, I think the high today was like 52.
Well, it was warmer today.
So.
And then now it's... Okay, you were right.
All right. So there you go. You got a false sense of security there.
It is not that cold.
So here's my prediction. Assuming, and we'll get Frank's son, Harrison, thinks Tyson is going to win. Frank thinks Jake Paul is going to win. And he said, and he's right, Jake Paul is a boxer. He does know how to box. There's no question about that. The question is, will he lay down? Not will he lay down, but is it going to be kind of a staged fight? So we'll have to figure that out. But I'm going to say Tyson. I want him to win. Everybody wants him to win. I have not talked to one person who wants Jake Paul to beat Mike Tyson.
So this is, I have a friend that loves Jake Paul. I don't know how.
Yeah.
But I voiced my opinion on him to him.
Okay.
And every time Jake Paul won, he texts me. Like, not even a second after the fight. It's just like, oh, so you think Jake Paul sucks, huh?
I'm sorry. If he was in the ring with actual boxers his age or boxers in their prime.
Exactly what I said to him. And he goes, dude, he would win.
No, this is entertainment. I really think, and you know what? To his credit, he is putting a lot of money in Mike Tyson's pocket.
Yes, he is.
So good for him for that. But come on. Give me a break. All right. Frank Anderson, Frank Hermans is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. We are awaiting his arrival. He's tuning his guitar. We are talking about a host of things here tonight. And we have, you said you had Ryan Gosling clips.
I do.
Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
What's your favorite? There's no way either one of them could be funnier than the Beavis and Butthead thing.
He did. Okay. That was a great clip.
Yeah.
But the Close Encounters with Kate McKinnon is
your idol.
They've made so many of those, and they just get funnier every time.
All right. Why don't we hear that while we're waiting for Frank, and then we can bring Frank
on. Sure.
Let's do this. This is Ryan Gosling on the week of his birthday, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
One of his great SNL appearances. Anything else we need to know, Conman?
This is the most recent one. I believe it was the same night he did Beavis and Butthead.
Okay.
It was about, you know, 6 months ago.
Now, you're all here because you've experienced a verified alien abduction.
It was wild. One second, we're three friends on a camping trip, and the next, we're citizens of the stars.
Now, how were you all brought on board the craft?
Well, we were hit with this warm, soft light, and then we materialized on a spaceship in front of these two glowing beings.
And our clothes were gone, but we were wearing these comfy robes made of transparent light.
And you, Miss Rafferty?
Well, different for me. I was by the lake taking a bath. That's when you wash the pits and bits. Then out of nowhere, I get sucked up by a giant vacuum cleaner hose. And I land on the ship, still pantsless, mind you, so my juicer and my deucer are on full. And I see my old buddies, the gray aliens with the big dumb eyes. And it hits me. I've been on this spaceship more times I've been to a dentist.
I see. And once aboard the ship, what happened?
Well, the aliens, like, taught us a universal language. The closest word we have for it is love.
Yeah, their language is like a soothing, beautiful sound. And I don't know if I could do it justice, but it's like a... I didn't do it justice, I don't think.
All right, now this gets my goat, because these two are getting ASMR love tingles. Meanwhile, down in Gen Pop, the Greys and I are doing our usual dance. You know, they're batting my knockers. They're staring down the barrel of my south mouth. But, I don't know, their heart wasn't in it. I saw one of them do this, like... you can have my turn. Anyway, that's when Todd here showed up.
Todd, you left the beings made of light?
I did, sir. Yeah, I got lost on the way to the bathroom.
And how did they react when you walked into the room?
Like middle schoolers meeting Taylor Swift. They just mobbed me, so...
I wonder what was the cause of the excitement.
These things, they're smooth down there. They're like a broken doorbell, you know? No dawn. I'm wearing my see-through robe. Yes. So when they saw, you know, that I was packing a troll nose. My troll nose, you know, they just went right for it.
Yeah. My grumpy and my dumpy were all new. The minute they saw Todd's troll nose hanging there.
Like, one of the funniest things I've ever seen. That's hilarious. I gave you that clip, didn't I? Like a long time ago.
No, that's just one of my favorite clips.
Oh, man. That's hilarious because I remember maybe...
We did the earlier Close Encounters.
Okay, that's it.
Because every time he can't stop laughing right. When Kate McKinnon talks.
Like you. ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to welcome one of my favorite people here in Northeast Wisconsin. Check that. One of my favorite people anywhere. And I don't just talk like that. Frank Hermans is in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, from Let Me Be Frank Productions. I'm doing well, Frank. How are you?
I am fantastic, and thanks for asking me. It was a beautiful ride in. Usually we're in rehearsal at this time, and we got the night off tonight, so this is perfect. I get to hang out with you, talk about Christmas,
love it.
Talk about stuff going on, talk about you.
Me?
Yeah.
There's nothing to say.
Well, my son, he's pretty anxious to know about... where we can watch Godfather of Green Bay, where it can stream. Where is it streaming?
All right, let's introduce Harrison.
Yeah, Harrison.
Harrison
say hi.
Hermans. Yep. Nice to meet you. You look like a fine young man.
Thank you.
He was off tonight. No basketball, no nothing. So he goes, yep. Dad, can I come with you? I said, sure.
And he can sing.
He can sing. He might even sing a song tonight if you want him to.
I don't know. A little scared.
You're a little scared. Why are you scared? it's just millions of people out there listening to you.
We're on the stream too, Harrison. Yeah. You could just lip sync like if you just wanted to mail it in. But
he plays
your dad
guitar.
Says you can sing.
He plays guitar too.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, it's nice to meet you, Harrison. Great to have you here as well. We got we're talking Bears and Packers tonight too. Yep. So you guys are welcome to chime in. Our question tonight is share a favorite Bear Packer memory. I guess it's not really a question. And give us a prediction. So if you
want me to do it right now?
Absolutely.
Well, I got to tell you, we're taking them for granted. I believe we're taking a little bit for granted because they got a good defense. And I know we're going to win, but I don't think it's going to be as crazy as you think it is. I really don't. I would love to see a 52-0 win and Malik Willis comes and plays the fourth quarter. I would absolutely love that. But my all-time favorite moment is when Jim McMahon came to play for the Packers. I thought it was just so crazy because, you know, you got the Bears in 86 won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, he was such a horrible human being to Green Bay. And then he comes and he plays for us backing up Brett Favre. And I got to meet him. When he was here. Yeah. Nice guy.
Was he? Like,
it seemed like it. Okay. I met him at Larry McCarron show. I was the house band for Larry McCarron for years.
Right.
For 24 years. And got to meet him. And, you know, he's an athlete. You know, he was in shape. And, you know, he was in. I didn't really talk to him, but I really did not like him before he came to the Packers.
I get that. Listen, yeah. I grew up in Chicago. I the same thing with Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Like, talk about being owned. I mean, this has like been. This hasn't even been a rivalry, Frank. For the last.
It's not a rivalry. Ridiculous. It's not a rivalry unless you have two competing teams.
Correct.
And you know, this is going to be their 206th meeting, I believe.
Yeah.
200. And when we first played them, they were called the Stanleys, believe it or not. Back then, it was 1919. They were called the Chicago Stanleys. And then there's also the Chicago Cardinals, who went on to St. Louis. So we had a big, you know, a lot of times playing them. So, I like that. They're close. I like that we hate each other. I like that one of the guys I know made a lot of money on the Bear Still Sucks song. So I like
you know the guy that did that?
Sure. We just disagree. Remember him? What was his name? God, I can't remember. He wrote We Just Disagree.
He's from Manitowoc. And we just disagree.
Yeah, he wrote that song for Dave Mason. He wrote it for Dave Mason. He was from
No way.
Yeah, he's from Manitowoc. Yeah.
That's a great song.
I know. Anyway, that's a song.
Great song. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that.
We just disagree.
Now, that's a better song than The Bear Still Sucks.
Yeah, but he wrote The Bear Still Sucks song, too. So
that's incredible.
And Jim, come on, Frank.
Did he make a lot of money from it?
He did. He did. He did okay. He did okay.
Conrad, let's go to the Google. Yeah.
Go to the Google.
Okay.
He's song from Manitowoc.
Jim Krieger. And the band, The Bear Still Suck was his band, polka band called, come on. Come on, everybody, get on the Google and
we
let me know.
We gotta go to the Google.
The Bears still, and you know that gets residual income all the time. And I love people. I like you. You go to the mailbox and get residual checks all the time.
Yeah, they're not huge,
but
though.
They're still.
It's found money. It's good money.
I just got a check for $26.70 from Meta. What are my reels?
Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. So you might see I don't make money off Facebook, Frank. Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
Well, you probably could be. Do you have any clips of Godfather of Green Bay?
My kids keep saying that. Dad, put your stuff on TikTok.
You should be doing it because it's funny stuff, and you get some classic things that happen in your movie. I think that you could do a meme.
Do you?
He had a question. You had a question for Pete. Ask Pete.
And we got sidetracked.
The movie.
Where can we find that movie? Because we were talking about it on the drive-in.
Oh, that's
pretty
watch
cool.
It. Okay, so we were just talking about this. You can rent it, Harrison, on Prime, Amazon Prime. Tubi, it's free, if you don't mind ads. And then Fandango. And I want to say Apple, I think. But they may have added a few more platforms.
How much do you get a quarter every time it plays? What do you get? What do you get, like? What do you get, like,
not
buck
that
50?
Much. Yeah, I just divest, and I'm fine. Yeah, But it's rated R. Yeah. There's a lot of swearing, which it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Now it's nothing. You can swear on network TV, and there's some drug use.
Yeah.
But I don't condone that, Harrison. I'm just telling you.
You get to see your dad's ass or butt, Elvis's butt. Sorry about that. FCC. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. You're good. Conrad, we can drop an ass bomb, right?
Can we?
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you just did.
I know. Nice. Well, I kind of backed into that. Right. But
wow. Listen, comedy ever started.
It's a lot of jokes coming from my end.
Yes, yes.
Hi-yo.
Hi-yo.
Do you have a prediction, Harrison, for the game?
Chicago this weekend? Game? Packers?
It's going to be a whitewash. The Bears can go home in their van crying.
Yeah.
You think they bring... Wait, hold on. Frank, what are you teaching this kid at home? You think they'd take a van up here?
Well, I don't know what he thinks. You know, he's 13.
They're too poor.
The Partridge Family bus driving him up.
Well, I think he knows about the McCaskies. They own the Bears, and really they have no other investments or money. The money is the Bears, so that's why they don't invest in their team.
Well, something's
got to quarterbacks, happen. They sure invest in quarterbacks.
Just awful, Frank. Yeah. It's awful.
When you lived in Chicago, where were you? Where'd you go?
Northwest side in the city, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
Sure.
We'll talk about all this, folks. Keep it going. Frank Hermans is here hanging out with us, and he brought Harrison, a fine young man, his son. And we'll learn more about Harrison, too. We'll talk Bears Packers. Maybe we'll hear a tune or two and a few laughs. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba. So great to have you guys with me on this Friday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sky and tell the sky.
Great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
There are some words that only get used in association with a phrase or another word. Nobody ever uses the word tribulation. You talk about the trials and tribulations. Another one would be vim. Nobody uses vim unless you're talking about vim and vigor. I'm going to make that list of words that you never hear unless it's in that particular phrase.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Right, I need to find an answer on the road. I used to be a heart beating for someone.
All right, so we got our first, I would say, predictions have skewed Packers. Big surprise. But Joe in the 715 says Bears 24, Packers 17.
That's what I think is going to happen. Yep. I think that's going to be that close.
I think something weird is in the air, Frank. We were talking about this. Yep. The Bears always seem to win when they stink and they eke one out after Peyton died or after on Favre's night.
Yep.
And they have no business winning the game.
They're so motivated.
Yeah, something they fired their guy this week.
Yes.
Something is just weird. And I'm not trying to be a homer, but Joe says it's going to be Bears 24, Packers 17.
Oh, no, no.
This will be Caleb Williams' breakout game.
Wow.
Prepare for the end.
Can we laugh at this man? Fans,
of course.
We're laughing at him. Okay.
What are we doing here?
Delusional. That's a delusional prediction right there.
Harrison, what's your what do you say? What do you give us a score? You even got the Packers sweatshirt on. I love
it. Get closer to the mic, brother. There you go.
I think it's going to have to be 32-10.
32-10. Bears or Packers?
It's a drumming.
Packers. What do you think?
I'm sorry.
The Herman's men having a little argument here. Frank, let's talk about your show. Yeah. I have to tell you something funny.
Okay.
My mom and dad have been to so many of your shows. Yeah. And when they leave the theater, my dad has white hair just like you. And he's about 80 right now, and he leaves. And he said, whenever you're standing in the lobby, more than once, I want to say three times, but at least two, you've said, Ted Thompson.
Yes.
You point out my dad.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then he comes over and he says, no, I'm Tom Schwab, but we love the show. And then you recognize the name. And you're
he looks a lot like Ted Thompson.
Does he really?
It's the hair, I think. You know, it's got that, I don't know. And I've met Ted. You know, you'd think I would.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh, it's so funny. But it makes it so fun. Yeah. It's nice that you talk to people after. Like, your shows are like just such a fun, interactive experience. Tell us about the Christmas show coming up.
Yeah, the Christmas show. This is our 25th all-original Christmas show. I mean, we've written 25 different Christmas shows. That's so I'm always looking for different ideas. You know, we try and keep it family-friendly. You know, we because it's a Christmas show, lots of lights, lots of costumes. But this year, I thought I'd do what's called a boomer Christmas. Okay, you know, with this politics and everything going on, I thought, let's go back to the old days where you can say things that are not quite politically correct and see if we can get away with it with Polish jokes and with UP jokes, because you can do that. So The whole concept is it's three shows wrapped into one. Leave It to Beaver, Christmas Story, and Christmas Vacation. So I take those stories and I take parts of them and I meld them in. My name is Ward Griswoldski. and I'm Ward. And my wife is June Griswoldski. We have the Beaver and the Wally, of course. And we live in Pulaski. And her cousin is from Christmas, Michigan, up in the UP.
Oh, nice.
Okay, we're home of Santa's Workshop. And I can't stand her husband, Cousin Eddie. And because Cousin Eddie beat me in Sheep's Head 3 years ago, took me for $30. And so there's a lot of the story of the Christmas Carol, or not the Christmas Carol, I mean Christmas Vacation,
yeah,
where they come down. They're not in an RV or anything, but we bring up all the RV, and we bring up the leg lamp is in the show. Of course, somebody gets that. But the big thing in Wisconsin, we play this game called Sheep's Head.
Yeah.
You know the game?
Oh, yeah.
Schmear, Trump, Schneider, all these cool things. So that's kind of the thing.
Cribbage, and too, right?
Cribbage is a big one in the UP. So the big thing is I can't stop gambling. I can't, and I lose all the time. And I got money. And he wants his son invents something called the Snurfer, which actually was invented in the UP. It's a snowboard. It was invented in 1965. So this is happening in 1965. Oh, wow. So there's some true facts, but it's all comedy. It's funny. It's heartwarming. And it happens in my house in Pulaski. That's kind of where the scene is. But all the furniture's from the 60s. You know, the music. What's nice about the music in this show, it's all the traditional songs from the 50s and 60s. Ella Fitzgerald, Bing Crosby, Andy Williams. Nice. All the, you know, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. So a little Elvis in there. So all the classics. And it's one of those experiences. You come and see it, Pete. You'll forget about life for 2 hours. And that's what we want to do.
Absolutely.
You know, have some fun. Great laughs, belly laughs. There's lots of belly laughs in the show. So,
So how are tickets? Where can people get tickets? How are they selling? Are they like?
Well, right now we're right where we need to be. I think we got about 3,000 tickets sold for the run. We're hoping to get to that 8,000 ticket. You know, because we have 24 shows.
Okay,
it seats 1,000 people. We're not going to sell out. We do get close on Saturday nights and some matinees, but there's always tickets available because it's a big house.
Yeah.
This is a big thing for the Meyer Theater. That's why they give us the whole month to do these shows. It's just this, and I was telling you, Pete, before, this is my, I'm like a department store. I run in the red all year long, and then I get in the black at Christmas time. And this is one-third of my income is made in this month.
No way.
Christmas show. But tickets are available at ticketsaronline.com, meyertheater.org, letmebefranks.com. You can call Ticket Start 920-494-3401. Call me. Get a hold of me. I'll get you tickets.
I'll hook you up.
So and it's such a great family experience. And, you know, we have the companies, the bigger groups coming out too. So it's a show for everyone.
I know everybody in the crowd laughs and they get uplifted and they feel the spirit of Christmas and just laughter. But as a performer for you, seeing that.
Yeah.
It's like reciprocal, right? I mean, you must just be in heaven too.
You know, I was talking to my trainer about, you know, does it get old after, you know, 2-3 weeks of doing the same show? No, every show is different. Every show is different with the audience.
Yeah.
You don't know what they're going to respond to. They might laugh to something that you didn't think was funny the night before. And what's cool about my troupe, very talented individuals I have, and they're great at spontaneity and improv. So if something happened that day in the news or something happened out in the audience, they're jumping on it.
So great. Are you going to, when we come back, will you sing something?
I sure will.
It could be from the show, whatever you
feel.
I'll
sing one from the show.
Harrison, you're welcome to join in.
Yeah.
All right.
You going to do a little Beatles, baby?
I learned one for my grandma's 80th birthday party. Might as well just do it here.
Yeah.
I love that.
Do it.
Might as well do it. All right. The Hermans Men are here, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming back with more with Frank Hermans, the one and only, after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. And it's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is here at 7:35, too. So this is Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Melody. What all of the vibes.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will take a look at what happened over the weekend. Don't worry, nothing. Well, yeah, some things are going to happen over the weekend. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.